Now, Prague City Hall has experienced a setback in its efforts to prevent a group of neo-Nazis from marching through Prague's Jewish quarter on November 10th, the anniversary of the biggest anti-Jewish pogrom in the Third Reich. The Prague Municipal Court has just cancelled a City Hall ban on the planned march. However, officials are still hoping to block the controversial far-right demonstration. Jan Richter has the details.
Prague City Hall banned a march organised by persons with close ties to a right-wing extremist group called Národní odpor, or National Resistance. The march is supposed to take place on the 10th of November, which happens to be the 69th anniversary of the largest anti-Jewish pogrom in Nazi Germany, known as the Kristallnacht. The organisers contested the City Hall's decision, and on Monday the ban was revoked by the Prague Municipal Court, whose vice chairman Jan Ryba explains the reasons.
I cannot give you the exact reasons because they have not been published and delivered to the respective parties. I can only deduce in the following way. When an administrative court cancels a decision without a public hearing, the court does so, according to the court rules, for procedural flaws. In this particular case, only one thing could have happened. The City Hall's decision was cancelled without a public hearing due to procedural flaws.
Allegedly, the right-wing activists want to march to protest Czech involvement in the occupation of Iraq. Jiří Wolf, the spokesman for the Prague municipality, says the authorities believe the true purpose of the march is different, which is precisely why the City Hall insists on the ban.
According to our expert reports on the basis of which the ban was imposed, the march does have extremist features. In the justification of the ban, we said clearly that the announced purpose of the march is directed at promoting hatred and intolerance towards people because of their nationality, origin, and religious faith. These are the main reasons why we banned it and why we will insist on the ban.
There is still time to revise the justification of the ban so that it cannot be successfully contested by the far-right grouping. In case this does not happen and the march does eventually take place, Jakub Roth, the vice chairman of the Prague Jewish community, says they expect the authorities to prevent any possible clashes.
We are in close cooperation with the city of Prague, of course, and we, as the Jewish community of Prague, rely fully on the ability of the Czech Republic and of the Prague municipality to guarantee the safety and security of all its citizens. Jews all over the world celebrate Saturday as their holiday. So even this Saturday, there will be a religious convocation in the synagogues in Prague. And as has been announced previously, there will be a religious convocation even in front of the synagogues in the Prague Jewish quarter.
And does the Jewish community expect a large number of people to take part on that Saturday's worship, given the significance of the day?
We always expect a large turnout for days of worship from our members. This is an important day. We expect that, yes, many people will come. And again, we rely on the authorities to make sure that no irresponsible events will take place. And we are and will be closely cooperating with them in this regard.
That's Jakub Roth of Prague's Jewish community, ending that report by Jan Richter.